Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. I'm Roberta Foster, and today I welcome Shreya Rush to Author's Corner, and she has written the book Courageously Soft, Daring to Keep a Tender Heart in a Tough World, and it's published by Baker Books. She'll tell us more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Shreya. She is a writer and speaker who is passionate about telling the story of the gospel and watching how it softens the hardened corners of our hearts and illuminates the dark rooms of our spirits. She has written for outlets such as Christian Parenting and She Reads Truth. Shreya, thank you so much for being with us on Author's Corner.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us how this book came about?
Yeah, so I started kind of diving into the Word in 2021 about this whole idea of a hardened heart. I had heard it growing up, but I'd never really thought the scriptures as to what it really meant. And as I was searching through the Word, I discovered that this was something that Jesus spoke about specifically with those who were closest to him. So he really talked with the disciples about having a hard heart and keeping a soft heart, you know, because that would be the opposite. But he talks about that a lot with the disciples, and it really dawned on me that this is a message for people who have been walking with the Lord for a long time, but maybe they've grown numb to his presence or numb to just other people, and that was just how the book was birthed.
Okay, so what are the signs of a heart being hardened?
I would say there's a bunch of different symptoms or signs that show that your heart may be hardened. One of them can be that I think a lot of us deal with is cynicism. Another one that I talk about in the book is just this self-righteousness that and religious spirit that tries to wager and bargain with God internally. Another one would be just hopelessness and despair and a disconnection from hope itself. Those are all things that are symptoms of a hard heart. And even in the context of just relationships and community, this belief that you don't need other people, you don't need anyone, is indicative of a heart that has been hardened by rejection and isolation as well.
Mm. And so you say that a hard heart is oftentimes becomes for different reasons. And so you talk about there being a backstory to a hardened heart. So why don't you explain that phrase?
Yeah, so every hard heart, I say in the book, starts with an origin story, and the origin story is really just a wound that takes place. And okay. So when we take account of our lives, we can all go back to the moment in which our eyes were open. And I go back to Adam and Eve in the garden, that moment where their eyes were open and, you know, they saw the world for what it was because of their choice and because of their decision. And a lot of us can go back into moments of our lives where we have a wound that creates like the origin story of our hard heart. That can be the miscarriage that happened. That can be the marriage that failed. That can be the job that we didn't get we thought we would. That can be the hurt and the pain that we experienced in church. All of us, and when we think back to our lives and when we can admit, okay, my heart may have hardened in some areas, you can look back and think to what the wound was, and that wound is that typically the origin story of that hardened heart or hardened piece of your heart.
Okay. And so if we recognize that there has been this wound and that our heart has hardened, what do you recommend as steps to soften our heart once again?
Yeah, I think the first step of the journey, because the softening and having God tender those rough areas of our heart is a journey. And the first step to that is actually acknowledging that our heart has been hardened. I think so many times as believers, we have these impacts of pain and affliction, and we're so quick to want to stay, you know, appearing as good Christians that we're not honest about the impact that has had on us. And we think that if we just keep moving forward and pretending that we're fine and answering things all the right way and giving all of the right answers and just saying, oh, but God is still good, which that is truth, but your honesty doesn't take away from that truth. And so I believe that the first step for anyone who can identify, okay, my heart has been hardened. Mm-hmm. I've identified the symptoms. I've even identified the original origin story and the wound. It's to get honest with the Lord and allow him to really enter that pain point. When we're inclined to just kind of keep him away from that pain point and cover it with our Christian things and our Christian platitudes and even our Christian rituals of going to church and serving and doing all the right things, to just let God enter that pain point instead of faking it, and understanding that he wants to make our hearts well again and soft again, but we are not made well by pretending to be well. And so that first initial step is really just being honest with God and letting him enter that wound.
Well, in your book, you write that this softening process is actually a miracle, and perhaps you've kind of already answered that with your previous statement, but why do you believe it is a miracle?
Because we can't manufacture a soft heart in the context of this broken world. That's not something that we can ever put together with our own hands. And like I said before, I think we want to sometimes. We want to just patch together our hearts and just be like, see, God, I'm still soft, or convince ourselves, see, I'm not really hurt by what happened, so I'm a really good Christian, and I did everything right, and I'm not hurt. And a lot of times when we consider our lives as believers, we get the freedom to just accept the miracle of God doing the work. And all the work that we're required to do is being honest and submitting ourselves and our lives to him. And so a soft heart, as much as we want it to be the fruit of our might, it's really just the fullness of a miracle of God. Because there's no way that we in our own strength can stay soft through suffering. That is the grace and mercy of God on our lives.
Beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to talk more with Shereya Rush regarding her book, Courageously Soft. It's subtitled Daring to Keep a Tender Heart in a Tough World. It's published by Baker Books, and you are listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. So let's talk about this subtitle a little bit. Keeping a Tender Heart in a Tough World. Why is that even a difficult thing to do?
Because it feels like the weaker option. I think that when we respond to things that happen in our lives, like somebody hurting us, right? Betrayal is something that I speak about in the book. It feels like the weaker option to stay soft towards God and towards others after we've been hurt. We want to guard our hearts by casing it up with, you know, I'm just going to keep people out. I'm not going to let people in. This is why I don't let people close to me. It's just better and easier to do things by myself. That is the language of a hard heart.
Okay.
And even though that feels like the strong and like, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm strong. I got this taken care of. It's actually not the better way. And so it is difficult to let God soften our hearts, to stop in after we've been hurt and saying, okay, God, I've been hurt. Please just, you know, tenderize my heart. That takes time, and it forces us to lean into our own weaknesses. And we don't enjoy that, right? That's not a good feeling after we've been hurt. We just want to be like, no one's ever going to hurt me again. I got this. Like, just leave me alone. But that vulnerable space of just admitting, like, I'm hurt and I don't really know how to fix this, but I don't want this pain to strip me of the ability to hope for people again, or the ability to believe that I'm worthy of relationship and worthy of love and worthy of all of the good things that God has for me. And so that's what makes it tough, is that it doesn't feel like it's the weaker option, but it's what breeds the strength that allows us to carry on.
Amen. Amen. Well, do you have a couple of tips in your book about how we can ensure that we keep our heart softened?
Yeah, I in the book just talking about the idea of guarding our hearts by just being mindful of the little foxes that can really just harden our heart. And so one of the things I think we can always be mindful of is just the things that I think especially as we're going into a new season where everybody has things to say about politics and everything. That is a great time for us to just be really intentional about the things that we are listening to that can just keep, make our hearts hard towards our neighbors, towards our neighbors that just see the world differently. And so that's a very practical thing that I think that we can all be aware of. And then also practically just the story, assessing the stories that we tell ourselves about God and not letting our pain be the narrator about the story of, be the narrator to the story of God's character in our lives. And so just always being aware of like, okay, am I telling myself that God is holding out on me and that God is not for me, that God's forgotten me, that God's forsaken me? Those are the stories that really matter. And those are the stories that can soften our hearts or can or keep our hearts in a hard place. So I think those two things are just like practical ways to every day be tending to our softness and keeping our softness.
Well, in your book, you also address what being soft is not. So share a little bit about that for our listeners.
Yes. I think the biggest response, one of the biggest responses I get when people hear the book is like, oh, I don't know how I feel about the word soft. Because when I hear soft, I hear like a punk, like a pushover, and all of these negative connotations. And I'm like, I totally get that. And my thing is, having a soft heart is not about being a pushover, being a people pleaser, being a punk by any means, for lack of a better word. In the book, I talk about Sarah Pullinger, and she has this quote where she says, we as believers need to have soft hearts but tough feet. And she went into some of the most ravished, drug-infested areas in Hong Kong, and she was witnessing to people. And it was through that that she came up with that quote. And because it's, we have the soft heart to have empathy for people and to stay perceptive to God's Spirit, but we don't have a soft heart to keep us vulnerable to abuse or vulnerable to harm or vulnerable to mistreatment. That's not having a soft heart.
Okay.
And so I think sometimes the misconception is that being soft means that we just allow people to do whatever they want to do to us. And we just allow ourselves to be doormats and we allow people to mistreat us and we don't have any sort of boundaries in our lives. And boundaries with our family, and that's not having a soft heart. A soft heart is not a life without wisdom and discernment. It is the ability to stay sensitive to the Spirit of God, which leads to an even greater sense of discernment in our lives.
I like that, that you included that, being sensitive to the Spirit of God, because if we do that, if we seek God in any time we might feel our spirit get pricked, turn to the Lord right away, and I would imagine that helps to maintain a softer heart.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. So I've been talking today with Shereya Rush about her book, Courageously Soft, Daring to Keep a Tender Heart in a Tough World. So Shereya, why don't you tell our listeners how they can find out more about you and your book?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to visit me at my website, ShereyaRush.com. I'm also on Instagram at Shereya Rush. And the book is available wherever books are sold, wherever you buy your books. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Christian Books, all of the above.
All righty. So one more time, the book today is Courageously Soft, Daring to Keep a Tender Heart in a Tough World. And we've been talking with Shereya Rush. We certainly do thank Baker Books for giving us a copy of the book to talk about today. And Shereya, thank you for encouraging us to remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit and keep that soft heart.
Yes, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me today.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in to Author's Corner. And if you missed any part of today's interview or would just like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through kneo.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.